You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Have a ton of questions about LASIK? You're not alone. That's why we created LASIK.com, one place where you can go to find every answer to every question on your mind. Like, how much does LASIK cost? How long does recovery take? How do I find a doctor? If you've been thinking about LASIK, go to LASIK.com now. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
LASIK. LASIK.com.
We went from normal life, healthy child to acute lymphoblastic leukemia, or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
Rihanna, 102.7 Kiss FM. Ryan Seacrest here. So, you know, I took a little time off.
Mm-hmm.
Tanya, you took a little time off. You and Robbie fell in love more.
Honestly, never been more in love with him in my life.
Aww.
Yeah.
It just makes my heart warm.
I yeah. know. And, like, I know it sounds ridiculous, but I like, because we were on break, so I got to wake up with him every morning. I would tell him every morning how grateful I was.
With her like big eyeballs.
Yeah, before coffee.
Like, get the guy some coffee first.
Oh my God, Ryan, let her be in love.
She is in love, but he needs coffee first. I know.
There are certain things. Like, when I stare at him, he'll be like, the TV's over there. And I'm like, oh, you're just like Ryan and Sisney.
That's what you say?
Yeah.
Because, Tanya, you just stare for so long.
I think it's
good
nice
morning,
to be...
Good morning, Robbie. I'm not blinking. I want to tell you, I've written an iambic pentameter romance poem. I'm not going to blink until I finish it. I love you.
Yeah.
You love me, but I really love you. And I love you.
Yeah.
And I want you to get up today and think about how much I love you. First page. Next. And
they're usually just one page.
Oh, God. All right, so I gotta get into this. Sisney took the trip of a lifetime. You guys went to Japan. Have you ever been?
I've never been to Japan. It's been a bucket list. And I gotta give it to our friends, John and Danielle, because they really kind of just spearheaded this thing. They booked the tickets first. We've always been kind of talking about going on a trip with them. And so when they bought their tickets, they said, we're going, buy your tickets. And we thought about it for 2 days. This was back in October. And so we would spot our tickets.
And did you leave the kids?
We left the kids. It was Christmas Day. And so it was just like really, you know, it was a difficult decision to make. But we spent all Christmas Day with them, and we left that night. So after we tucked them into bed, we left at like 9:30 p.m.
Yeah, cried. It's more like the like Christmas Eve and Christmas morning with the kids. You know what I mean? I feel like Christmas night is kind of like it's over.
Right. And we spent all, you know, the whole week before that, we did like a staycation in San Diego. We did Legoland. Like, I really tried to like pack in like family time before. But I still cried like the whole way to LAX. I was just like emotional mess. Michael's like, are you okay? Like, he's like, can you like pull it together so it's like fun for our friends? Like,
right.
Please don't be the
come
Debbie.
On, don't white Lotus this trip.
And I still have not seen that
which,
season.
By the way, my mother kept saying to me at Christmas, she's like, Ryan John, why did you tell me to watch White Lotus? I said, I didn't tell you. She goes, yeah, but you've been going on and on.
I know.
And your father and I watched it and I don't approve. All right. Well, Mom, then change the freaking streaming channel. So I need to understand something.
Yeah.
You left the kids. You went there. You went to Kyoto and Tokyo.
Yes.
What was the highlight?
Kyoto is beautiful. So we started there first, basically, and checked out temples and sushi and sake. And as soon as we landed, we went straight to Kyoto, and the sushi was like first thing to do, right? It just got plates and plates and plates of it.
Have to.
And then, believe it or not, actually, I was only hungover one day of this whole entire trip. Mm. And the one day that I was hungover was when we had to do this 2-mile hike in Nagano to go see these snow monkeys, which was supposed to be the highlight of my trip because I love monkeys so much. And I wanted to see these snow monkeys so bad, but I was so sick. But once we got there, it was beautiful. They have these natural hot springs in the middle of this, like, snow mountains. And these monkeys jump in there and they just bathe amongst all these humans that are just watching them. And they just...
Wait, the monkeys are bathing with the humans?
They have this like hot springs for the monkeys specifically. The humans do not go in there. Down below, there is another hot spring that for just humans. Sometimes monkeys go down there as well.
Oh, yeah, of course.
I know. Anyways, that was another highlight. And then obviously Tokyo is beautiful. So then from there, we took the bullet train back to Tokyo. The train system there is beyond.
Yeah.
It's so...
It's epic. So did you have a fire drill in the middle of the night at the hotel?
So when we got to Tokyo, but our last hotel had a false alarm fire drill. And it was kind of scary, which is really funny what you do in a emergency situation, because there's like two types of people that like kind of handle stuff differently. Michael is very calm and is quick to like be, you know, he's like, grab your jewelry, grab your passport, grab your laptop, get your important things, and let's go downstairs. Put on boots, put on a coat, let's go. You know, like he was very like, and I was just like, okay, and you know, listening to him and like grabbed all our things. And it's just it's just a drill. There's no way it's a real fire. But he's like, this could be a fire. We could be out for days. Who knows if we're coming back to this room. Fine. I get downstairs. Our friends John and Danielle are in their robes and flip-flops, locked out of their room, no key card. It's just
really?
Like.
Really? You gotta go.
You gotta go.
That would be me.
Just like, you never know like what the situation. Luckily, it was a false alarm. But.
Well, I always sleep with like fire pants next to my bed. Because, you know, it's inevitable. At 2:30 in the morning, something's going to happen. You got to grab your pants and get out of there.
You at least put pants on. John didn't even put pants on. I'm telling you. They did.
Yeah, just throw the robe on.
Just throw the robe
on. John's on vacation. all right. Well, I really want to go. I've been there once. I want to go back. Your morning hack is next. How to get through dry January. Hang on.
We went from normal life, healthy child to acute lymphoblastic leukemia or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
With the new Dexcom G7, you can achieve better diabetes results without painful finger sticks. It sends your glucose numbers to your compatible phone or watch, so you can always see where you are and where you're heading. See how food and exercise affects your glucose, making it easier to spend more time in range and lower your A1C. Take control of your diabetes with the number one recommended CGM brand. It's easy to get started today at Dexcom.com. That's Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.